Celebrating Europe's biggest singing competition, you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3 with me, your host, Kieran Ari Tussiot. Sit back and relax. There's no need to be making your mind up.
This is Jessica Malboy from Australia. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, We Got Love. I hope you enjoy.
Why do we always feel like we need to try? Why do we believe that we need to be somebody else to feel alive? Why do we make, why do we keep making the same mistakes? And believing that it won't make a difference if we try to break away.
I know what you must be thinking. But we are powerless to change things. But don't give up.
Malboy representing Australia at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest with that very song, We Got Love. What a great song to start the show, don't you think? Now, the sad thing is that only came 20th in the grand final. It qualified out of semi-final two, thankfully. But it didn't do well in the grand final, which is a bit of a shame. I must admit, I really love the song. Very, very much. And Jessica Malboy's been doing well still in Australia. She's releasing various singles and songs ever since she represented Australia at Eurovision. She released a single called Sunday, and also which was part of her upcoming fourth studio album called Hilda. Yes, I don't know if that's meant to be like a Swedish reference or something, I don't know. And also she's had another single in October of 2019, which was called Selfish, yes, and which was also from the same album, Hilda. Now, she's originally from Darwin, right in the north of Australia. She's an avid National Rugby League fan in Australia, and particularly a avid fan, shall I say, of the North Queensland Cowboys.
Yes.
So, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Uritusiat. Thank you very much for joining me. If you want to get in contact with us, then please do. Our Twitter handle is at ESE Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, and you can send us an email, ESEshowcase@gmail.com. It would be lovely to hear from you. Requests, shout out, dedications, I am all ears. So coming up next here on the Eurovision Showcase is a brand new single from Sara Aalto, who represented Finland at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest, and in 2017 came second in the United Kingdom version of The X Factor. And also, she is collaborating with one of the best drag queens that has ever come from the United Kingdom. Yes, I'm talking about Bag of Chips from RuPaul's Drag Race UK. And, oh my goodness me, Bag of Chips and Sara Aalto are an amazing pairing. And it shows in their brand new single, which you can get wherever you get your music, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, and iTunes, etc. So here is Sara Aalto, Bag of Chips, with When the Sun Goes Down.
I don't wanna be alone, I don't wanna be alone tonight. But I'd rather be alone if you ain't in my zone, it's fine. No more wasting my time, no more focusing my mind, alright. Hear the ring on my phone, leave a message at the tone, bye bye. Touch me in the right way, will you be there? Will you stick around? Cause I don't wanna get involved with it. If you're only gonna run and hide, will you love me on my worst days? Love me, baby, when the sun goes down.
Look at me, how'd you like my battered sausage trippy tea? I'm serving up a dish, Sara's serving thin. Channeling lies and maybe this time we'll win. Iconic duo, much better than rain. On me, what? Spray the champagne. With Sara Aalto and Bag of Chips, all you ladies do it like this.
Cause I've seen way too many women that go for
I'm gonna
de n'importe où, qui fait les jours gais ou tristes, toi qui changes tout. Tu nous offres la musique comme un cadeau, toi le magicien des temps nouveaux. Et bonjour à toi, le peintre de la lumière, qui connaît toutes les teintes de l'univers. Tu vas faire de l'an 2000 un millénaire, le plus beau de l'histoire de la terre. Des couleurs,
il est temps
de te mettre au labeur,
il est temps,
toi le compositeur,
de te donner de tout ton cœur, il est temps.
Et si tu commençais
maintenant,
demain tout serait prêt,
il est temps.
Tu fais ce qui te plaît, prends tout ton temps,
mais ne me prends pas trop s'il te plaît.
Célèbre acteur, tu vas nous changer le monde, tu vas chanter pour nous faire oublier le passé.
Il est temps
d'acheter des couleurs,
il est temps
de te mettre au labeur,
il est temps,
toi le compositeur,
de te donner de tout ton cœur. Il est temps.
Tu fais ce qui te plaît.
Prends tout ton temps. Prends tout ton temps. Il est temps
d'acheter des couleurs.
Il est temps
de te mettre au labeur.
Il est temps,
toi le compositeur,
de te donner de tout ton cœur. Il est temps.
Et si tu commençais
maintenant,
demain tout serait prêt.
Nicole Rue à la France, and that is 1975 for France, coming fourth with 91 points with the song Et bonjour à toi l'artiste, which means and a good day to you artist. Yes, indeed. And that was the year after France had ended up having to take a break at the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest, because literally days before the contest, I swear it was, President Pompidou passed away, that was right, and it was all a huge shock. So France, out of respect, withdrew from the contest. So they came back in 1975 with that beautiful mellow song, and it did incredibly well for them, coming fourth in 1975. They ended up coming second in 1976, the following year, before, with the Brotherhood of Man won in 1976, with Save Your Kisses for Me, of course. And France came second with the song Un de Toi from Catherine Verry. And if you remember, in 1977, when the UK hosted in the Wembley Conference Centre, hosted by not Jan Leeming, that was 1982, Angela Rippon in 1977, yes. I was re-watching some of the voting, actually, the other day of 1977, and realising that, it's quite funny, Angela Rippon couldn't say Le Royaume-Uni. She would say, Le Royaume-Uni, 12 points. It's actually hilarious. And she has different versions of how to say United Kingdom in French. It's Le Royaume-Uni, but she was saying, no, Le Royaume-Uni, 12 points. Oh, dear. It's like Frank Skinner trying to say it, almost. It was absolutely hilarious. So, but this, the song we just heard, Encore Rue et Bonjour à toi le triste, is basically Encore Rue greeting the great artist and reminding him or her that it is time to get to work painting. And the artist is also described as an author, illusionist, and an actor. Yes, it's very deep lyrics. Yes. So anyways, let's move swiftly on. Remember, in just a few minutes, we will have Rob's Random Request, and we also have Live and Kicking, and this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News, and I should be able to squeeze in a bit of the best of the rest. But coming up next is a request from Marc André in Swathing in Southampton, or Bassett, shall I say. Yes, Mark, I hope you are well. Lots of love to your lovely wife, Anne-Marie. And you have requested the United Kingdom entry in 1976. And do you know what? I am going to let the lovely group introduce it themselves. Our winners in 1976 in The Hague in the Netherlands.
Hi, this is Brotherhood of Man.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is Save Your Kisses for Me.
Though it hurts to go away, it's impossible to stay. But there's one thing I must say before I go. I love you.
I love you.
You know, I'll be thinking of you in most everything I do. Now the time is moving on, and I really should be gone, but you keep me hanging on for one more smile. I love you,
I love you,
all the while. With your cute little way, will you promise that you'll say your
kisses for me? Save all your kisses for me. Bye-bye, baby.
Guilty, but we won't stop drinking wine. We think to ourselves, support. Clean up your soul, look at the Lord. It's with yourself you have to start. Others will follow you. Time to join forces. Hold out your hands. Come on, someone is needing you. You may need him too. Soldiers of love, army of peace, banish the war, arms at ease. Soldiers of love, fight with your heart, conquer the war, faith is your God. Once in the dream my soul a crowd, singing in friendship fair and proud, carrying flags from town to town, showing the slogan and our crown. United we stand, together we will fall. We want to live in peace, all arms at ease. Soldiers of love, army of peace, banish the war, arms at ease. Soldiers of love,
Lillian Saint-Pierre with Soldiers of Love, the English version. And that was sung in Dutch, and it came 11th with 56 points for Belgium on home soil in Brussels. That particular year in 1987, Johnny Logan won with Hold Me Now for Ireland with 172 points. So for Germany's Wind with Lust is Honor in Dein Herz, that came second with 141 points. The United Kingdom actually received its lowest placing up until the year 2000 from Ricky Peebles and the song Only the Light. Yeah, awkward. Right, it's now... I don't mind the song. It's really, really cheesy, and you could probably see why it bombed.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's time where I grab the husband by the ear, drag him into the studio, and we do this week's edition of Rob's Random Request.
We do indeed.
And how are you, darling?
I'm very well, enjoying the weather.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's very nice. It's going to be a nice warm few days moving forward from today.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we better get the AC back on. We just put it, we put it away, haven't we?
Yeah, now we're going to drag it back out again.
Never mind.
Out of mothballs. So if you'd like to introduce your segment, what do you do, Roberto?
So I have a hat full of years, from 1956 all the way to 2020. Even though it didn't go ahead this year, it still went ahead in our hearts and our minds.
Yeah.
And then I have a hat full of countries. So I select one from each and hopefully get to find a something that matches. Doesn't always work.
No.
But sometimes we get, like, you know, Georgia 1959 or something at random. Yeah.
Well, like, it took us six times last week to get to the UK 1984.
Yeah, so never mind. But we get there in the end. So yeah. Right, so I will fire away with a year.
Right.
So here we are. I've got my hat, got my ears, got my hand in, rustling the paper. Mm-hmm. I have one in my hand now.
Wonderful.
2013. So that was the contest in... Malmo. No. Yeah, Malmo. It was Malmo.
Thank you. Hosted by Petra Mede.
Oh, yes, because you went.
Yes.
And I was, and I'd already arranged to go to Nantes in France with a friend of mine the same weekend.
That's right. Oh, Christina Stevens.
Yes.
Over on the Isle of Wight, so if you're listening. Hi, Chris. It's been a while.
Has been a while, actually. Anyway, right, I have a country in my hands. Let's see. We've got a fairly good odds, usually, for the more recent ones that we're going to pick a country.
Yeah, 38 countries. Yeah. 39.
So it's the way I'll pick Luxembourg or Yugoslavia. Let's have a look. Poland!
The they weren't in 2013.
Oh, you are kidding me.
They withdrew in 2012 and 2013. And they came back in 2014.
With the butter churning song.
Don Tanacleo, Maestron. Maestron.
Oh, yes, Slavic Girls.
Right. Quite bazzo to Polska, by the way.
So I thought it was quite good. Okay, I've got another one now then. Lithuania.
Oh my gosh, that's something. Yes, that is the name of the song. It's called...
Oh, I thought he was being rude about it. My God, that's something.
Do you remember this, Rob?
Probably when I listen to it.
Yeah.
It's not one that I automatically think, oh, that was Lithuania 2013.
I was quite shocked that this actually even qualified.
But, oh, it did qualify.
Yeah, it was Andriu Provaius with something. He came 22nd with 17 points.
Oh, he did worse than us.
Do you remember he wore leather jacket, leather trousers. Oh no, yes, your face is telling it all. And he had a short t-shirt, so it exposed his belly button.
If I do remember it, it's blocked out my mind. It sounds horrific.
And I think it was horrific. And it was drawn second on the night. So it's like, well, you start with this amazing, powerful song with France. With
Yeah, but that didn't
Bourgeois.
Do well either, which is a shame, because Amandine Bourgeois, L'Enfer et Moi, is absolutely brilliant.
It is. But then you follow up with that, it probably went just like, oh.
And then you get Moldova with Oi Mai.
Yeah, which is beautiful. Oh. Actually, one of the best Moldova entries.
A number... Contigo hasta el... Oh, the end of the party or something, the Spanish one that year.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
ESDM.
Had a very gothic kind of... not gothic, kind of... oh, for goodness sakes, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Gaelic feel to it.
Yeah.
It was from
Galathia. Yeah.
Anyway.
The performance was a bit naff, though. That's what happened. Anyway, so Rob, what is your random request?
Lithuania 2013 with Andres... Polivias with something. Enjoy, I hope.
Can't guarantee it this one.
I have to tell you something. It's been on my mind so long. I've got to tell you this. It's been on my mind way too long. I promise myself to tell. Instead I'm falling apart to see you here. If you don't know, I'm in love with you. When summertime falls, it becomes untrue because of the truth I'm wearing today. One is gone, la, la, la. The other is pain. Yeah.
Sonia with A Little Love from A Song for Europe. Sonia's very own Song for Europe in 1993. She had a jam-packed national final with amazing songs that the UK could have selected for the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest. Obviously, we ended up picking Better the Devil You Know, which ended up coming second, a very close second, and for the United Kingdom, only about, I think it was only 13 or 12 points in it, and it came down to the very last vote from Malta, because Malta were meant to be voting, I think it was in ninth in the running order, but they couldn't make contact with them, so they had to leave it to the end, and it ended up being a real nail biter of an end, where Niamh Kavanagh ended up winning with In Your Eyes for Ireland in 1993. But Sonia, for me personally, I love her. I love her music. I love her personality. I think she's wonderful and a lovely, positive stuff. One of my favourite songs of all time, I don't know if I've mentioned this on this show, is Listen to Your Heart. I know it's really soppy and really, really camp, but I adore it. It just makes me smile, makes me happy. And if I'm ever feeling down or low, I'll put that on, and it really puts a smile on my face. Anyways, it's time to move swiftly on and let you know what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
Your news is dated of Saturday, the 12th of September, 2020. And in shocking news, you know, as the world is continuing to adjust its life due to the coronavirus pandemic, officials behind the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2020 are adapting too. The European Broadcasting Union announced that the Junior Eurovision 2020 will be hosted in Warsaw, but all artists will perform remotely from a studio in their own country. Martin Osterhall, who is the contest executive supervisor, said travel restrictions and the ongoing issues relating to COVID-19 mean, regrettably, that we cannot bring all the artists to Poland to compete in person at the Junior Eurovision this year. We've determined, however, that the show must go on and that the competition is held annually since 2003. This must continue. According to an article in WeWeBlogs.com, Eurovision winner in 1993, who we mentioned earlier on, Niamh Kavanagh, takes up work at her local Tesco's as the pandemic erases gig income. Yes, she, like many creative singers, artists, actors, are struggling for income. So be it, so be it. And finally, in Belarus, their entrant at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest, Navi Band, confirmed that hashtag Free Belarus anthem, Girl in White, will be released digitally, as they want to reach as many people as possible in their home country of Belarus, going on with the continued unrest there. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all the Belarusian people. And our final story is that the Monegasque broadcaster TMC has confirmed to ESE Today that they will not be returning to Eurovision next year.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Van Agee.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
It is easy, what I say.
What I say.
This is the Eurotrip.
Hi, this is Lena Hedlund from Sweden, and this is my song, Victorious. Enjoy.
This is the time we gotta do something. This ain't the time we leave it for nothing. Hey, don't wait. I see a friend craving for saving. I won't give up on my generation. Hey, don't wait. We are just who we are. We have a chance to take it far. Don't forget how to be.
Hedlund from Sweden, and that was from her entry in Melodifestivalen in 2019. Glorious, it's called. What an amazing tune, very Alcazar-esque, of course. Yes, Swedish Schlager at its best. Okay, it's now time to hear another brand new single, and we're going across to Belarus and Navi Band. And they represented Belarus in 2017. This is their brand new single, which is dedicated to the female protesters all across Belarus and their capital, Minsk. It's called, I'm sorry about my Russian pronunciation, it's awful, Devokacha Vibliom. I hope that's right. And it means girl in white. This is a very moving song. The English translation, I'll give you the first few lines. Standing alone in the darkness and swallowing all the world and the tears in the wind, you'd ask, why does love lead only through pain and fear, though I wear white? You're showing your light. They don't have it anymore. I know flowers can't take all the pain. How many souls do we need to make them here? Run away, your boomerang is flying back. Run away, your boomerang is flying back.
стоя в темноте одна, ты глотая все слова и слезы на ветру. Спросишь, почему ведет любовь только через боль и страх, ведь я в белом иду. Ты же излучаешь свет, в них его уже больше нет. Знаю, боль всю цветами не снять. Сколько еще нужно душ, чтобы он услышал вслед? Убегай, твой летит бумеранг. Ты убегай, твой летит бумеранг. Нет больше страха, я верю, сила в нас безупречна. Гордая девочка в белом, а чистая, ясная, уже не твоя. Я больше не верю, каждое слово за нозой в нас впивается, только знаешь, больше не больно, не больно. Мне больше не больно. Пульсирует в ушах и не закрывая глаз. Нет сна, но есть надежды. Мы же излучаем свет, в них его уже больше нет. Знаю, боль всю цветами не снять. Сколько еще нужно душ, чтобы он услышал вслед? Убегай, твой летит бумеранг. Ты убегай.
Make a new tomorrow today. Wake up, slow down, do nothing right now. Breathe in, breathe out. Did we forget how to live, to dream, and what it all means? It's like we don't care. Who's hot, who's not, who's got the right upside down? Tonight, tomorrow, you're out of time, of style. You're back in the to nowhere. Come on, boys, come on, girls. In this crazy, crazy world, you're the diamonds, you're the pearls. Let's make a new tomorrow. Come on, girls, come on, boys. It's your future, it's your choice, and your weapon is your voice. Let's make a new.
New Tomorrow from a Friend in London. That was Denmark 2011 coming fourth in Dusseldorf at the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh yes, what a great, great anthemic tune. Before we have this week's The Best of the Rest. Oh yes. Now this part of the show is where I showcase. Yeah, see what I did? Eurovision showcase. Yeah, and it's where we showcase a song from a national final, which probably could or should have gone to the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, back in 1995, the United Kingdom sent "Love City Groove" with "Love City Groove" coming 10th. Yes, and that's all good. You know, nothing wrong there. When to get two lots of 12 points from Austria and France that year, which was awesome, quite unexpected too. And so, you know, that wasn't that bad at all. But this song ended up doing incredibly well in the UK charts and could have maybe have done better. I don't know. See what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts. So tweet us at ESE Showcase, send us a Facebook message, the Eurovision Showcase is our Facebook page, or send us an email, eseshowcase@gmail.com. So here is Deuce with "I Need You" from the UK National Final of the Great British Song Contest 1995, and this came third.
I need you to show me the way, every day and stronger and stronger. I need you in every way. What can I say to keep you satisfied?
Deuce with "I Need You". Now it's a request for Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Hjörteborg, Sverige, Gukvall, Robert, and Frederick, if you're there. Here is your request, and it is a Fuego replay mashup of Eleni Ferrer and Tamta, Cyprus 2018 and 2019. Here it is, boys.
You got a problem to aim up in your head. Let's just be honest tonight. Yeah. Only I can solve it. You twisted, turning in your bed. I'm shitting my body tonight. I was looking for some high, high, highs, yeah. Till I got it, does it you? You got me belly getting.
is moving slow. We're keeping up to cover. I know you miss the taste. Heartbeats like a needle. You need my love on repeat. Repeat. You need my love on repeat. Problem, alright. Yeah, I was looking for some high, high, highs. Yeah, till I got it, does it use? You got me belly, can't fly, fly, fly. Yeah, that's what you call me. That's what you call me. Keep taking me higher. Early in the morning, early in the morning. Time is moving slow. 'Cause I'm make you scream my name. Baby, I'm all in tonight. Mm-hmm, yeah. That's what you call me. That's what you call me.
And that about wraps up another episode of the Eurovision Showcase this week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Ari Tassiet. Hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Quite Dumanora for Estonia in 2017, the 1985 version of Verona. Enjoy!